Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. You know, lately I've been overwhelmed by the whole wellness industry. So much information out there about flaxseed, pelvic floor, serums, and anti-aging. So I launched a newsletter. It's called Body and Soul, to share expert-approved advice for your physical and mental health. And guess what? It's free. Just sign up at katiecouric.com/bodyandsoul. That's KATIECOURIC.com/bodyandsoul. I promise it will make you happier and healthier.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
We think of Franklin as the doddering dude flying a kite in the rain.
Benjamin Franklin is our subject for a new season with Walter Isaacson.
He's the most successful self-made business person in America.
A printer, a scientist, founding father, but maybe not the guy we think we know.
Franklin casts his lot on the side of revolution, and it's another thing that splits the family apart.
Listen to On Benjamin Franklin with Walter Isaacson on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Joe Gatto.
I'm Steve Byrne.
We are Two Cool Moms.
We certainly are.
And guess where we could find us now?
Oh, I don't know. The iHeart Podcast Network?
That's right. We're an official iHeart podcast, and I'm super excited about it.
I am too. I thought Two Cool Moms was such a fun podcast, but now it's even more funner and cooler and heartier.
That's right. It's more iHeartier.
I knew it. Check your heart rate. We're here at iHeart.
Yeah, you can find us wherever you listen to your podcasts or on the iHeart Radio app.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. We'll get to this. John Kerry promising millions in climate reparations. I'm going to very quickly give you my thoughts on the, obviously, yes, the House and the CR and the passing. I'm going to give you my quick thoughts on those two things. I just have to do this first, though. There have been many times in my life when I have tried to do something nice or be polite, and because, I don't know, I'm uncouth, I don't know what it is, I'm white trash, I don't know what it is, it doesn't work out right. But I have gone over this situation in my head for 24 hours now, and I still don't understand what I did wrong or why this person got mad at me. I just have to get this off my chest, and you're never going to know, and I'm never going to know. But here it is, all right? Okay, so this happened to me yesterday morning. Yesterday morning, I had to walk into an office building, one of those multi-story office buildings that has a million different kinds of businesses in there, right? So I just had to walk, I was just out running errands. I had to walk into this office building. As I'm walking up to the doors, they're glass doors, there's an old woman walking out. So she's about to leave the building. I'm about to enter the building. It's raining outside. She is very clearly not doing great physically. It's not just that she has a walker as she approaches the door. She is leaning on that sucker. She is moving about 1 inch an hour, leaning on that sucker, heading towards the door. And she's by herself. There's no family, nobody helping at all, as she makes her way towards the door. So I see her walking towards the door. I don't even know how she intends to get the door open, but I pick up the pace, I jog up to the door, I grab the door, I open the door for her, okay? Now, she thanks me, thank you, and she starts coming out, and I'm holding the door for her, and she kind of does her thing, ding, ding, ding. She's using the walker out. Now, this is a big parking lot, and the sidewalk to get to the parking lot is sloping. It's raining. There are curbs. This is not a great land navigation situation for someone in this physical shape.
So I say, ma'am, do you have somebody with you who can help you? And she says, no. And I said, okay, well, let me help you to your car. Do you want some help to your car? And she's like, no, that's fine. And I said, well, ma'am, just watch, be careful right here because it's slippery. Please be careful. Why don't I at least get you down this little slope? If this lady fell, she was going to break bones. And I know I'm going to get made fun of for being an old softy. I don't know what this is. I think that's the most horrible, heartbreaking thing in the world, that old people fall and break bones. And then sometimes they're alone for the longest time waiting. That rips my guts out. I hate it. And I'm picturing this moment. So I said, okay, well, at least let me help you down this slope. I don't know why you're shaking your head, Chris. Okay, well, Chris is shaking his head because that explains it. She gets nasty with me when I start walking her down there. No, I said no. No, like snapping at me to the point of, all right, ma'am, sorry. You know, and I just walked inside and I walked away. I don't understand what I did. I was trying to help. What, Chris? What? She already refused the help and the advice was enough. Okay, but I was still helping, right? I was still helping. Yeah, you never know what medical thing she's going through. I guess you never know. You might have been in horrible pain. Yeah, mental thing. Jeez, look at the president of the United States of America.
It's an impact. An impact that decades are making because inaction was for much too long. Look, but we're acting now. We have been acting.
He's doing well. Now, yeah, maybe that was it. You don't know what pills someone's on. You don't know what their mental state is. I've been racking my brains for 24 hours. Normally, after enough time, I can figure out what I did or the way I said something that would have been offensive. And I know I'm naturally offensive. I know that. I don't try to be most of the time, but I understand that's natural. But I was just being nice. I was trying to help. And man, she got really upset. But anyway, so that's that. Dear young Jesse Kelly, this weekend, my sister Diane got together with her friend Mary as they celebrated my sister's birthday. Mary helps take care of her 91-year-old mother. My sister, knowing I'm a big fan of the Jesse Kelly Show, commented to me, Mary's 91-year-old mother really likes Jesse Kelly. She listens to the Jesse Kelly Show each weeknight. Diane added, Jesse Kelly would probably be happy to hear about that. I agreed. So, Jesse, there's a 91-year-old anti-communist lady in Arlington, Mass, who listens to your show every single night. That is freaking cool. That's awesome. You know what, Chris? I bet that lovely lady would be perfectly happy if I helped her to her car or opened up the door or something like that. Just listen to the guy who had to sell his gun. This is we were talking about an email last night. Guy emails in, had to sell his last gun to pay for food and electric. And I should probably have told you last night, I try to be honest with you as much as possible. That's close to my heart. You know, I didn't grow up. We're not starving. I don't want a poor mouth, but we did not grow up with money. We just didn't. I got a frozen pizza for Christmas one year. And I remember this as a small child. I remember at one point in time, my dad had to pawn one of his guns to pay bills. So as soon as somebody said that, I thought, gosh, you know, I've been there. Anyway, back to the email. This lady says, I thought we were among the few that are struggling to keep our home. We're retired. She said, my husband's disabled and I'm 75. I've worked the last 12 years, was laid off during COVID and now looking for a job. We sold our lawn tractor, our snowblower, basically scrambling to keep up with gas, electric, food costs, and not sure how to tell our kids we won't be traveling over Christmas. Thank you for being a voice in the darkness for all of us who are wondering what the future holds. Thankful for Jesus. I know we'll be okay. Just have some scary moments. You will be okay. And this is why I've been hesitant. And in fact, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it now because it's just not something I want to do tonight. It's why I've been hesitant to talk about this CR, the funding of the government that passed the House. You know, it passed right before the show started, or right as the show was starting, pretty much. And it's something I've avoided. And I'm so angry about it. In case you're wondering, it was Republicans and Democrats, the majority of both parties, they got together and they decided that the federal government that spends trillions more than it takes in, and remember, them spending more than they take in, how do they do that? They borrow money and they print money. What does that do? That makes everything in your life more expensive. The United States Congress and presidency, it is the reason you can't afford rent. It is the reason you can't afford food. It is the reason you're looking for a job at 75. It's the reason you're selling a gun to make ends meet. It's the reason you've had to take on a second job. It's the reason you had to do that. It's the Congress is the reason. And both parties, once again, got together and decided that nothing will change. They're just going to keep funding the government at its current levels, spending and spending and spending and spending as normal people suffer in this country. And it fills me with such hatred and rage. I don't even want to spend a lot of time on it right now. I'm so sorry. I am sorry to you, to everybody. I am sorry that this is the kind of government we have, that this is the government we have. I hate these people. How disrespectful they are of you, of us. How much they disdain us. And of course, I have no doubt what we'll hear tomorrow. Look, it's probably going on right now. I'm just not going to play any of it because I don't want to get my blood pressure up too high. I have no doubt that we will hear that, well, the next time, this puts us in a good place for the next time. And I have no doubt the Republican motto will be said over and over and over again. What is the motto of the Republican Party? This isn't the hill to die on. They should put that on a plaque. They should etch it in stone over the RNC. This isn't the hill to die on. Well, when do we get to that hill? When nobody can afford anything anymore? When parents are starting to move back in with their children, children back in with their parents? Because that day is now. As we suffer, you all got together and decided that the government is the most important thing to fund. You know what? I'm going to let it go. I'm letting it go tonight. I'm fine, Chris. I've never been more fine. I'm fine. You know what the problem is? I have to be careful on these days where there's bad news. Because you know I take my male vitality stack every day from Chalk. But like today, I lifted weights. And I've been talking to Seton at Chalk, and he said, you got to take this Chad mode. You got to try a scoop of that before you lift because it's considered a pre-workout, only it's all natural caffeines and stuff like that. And so I did that, and now I'm extra fired up all day long. And I'm so full of pep, my leg is bouncing up and down underneath the table. What time is it? Chris, I don't even know what time is it, like 9 o'clock or something like that, and I'm still just bouncing off the walls. I love Chalk, man. Natural herbal supplements. Stop buying that gas station filth, big pharma filth. There are natural herbal supplements for whatever you're looking for. Go to choq.com. Use the promo code Jesse because they have Black Friday specials now on everything. So go get those. Chuck.com, promo code Jesse. All right? We'll be back.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday night. Every now and then you think your kids made an adult decision until you dig into it. My youngest son, Luke, comes to me yesterday and he tells me, hey, Dad, regional band, it was voluntary and I signed up. And I thought, man, that's awesome. Way to go the extra mile. Good work, son. That's what I told him. Good work. He said, yeah, they have a room full of free cookies and cupcakes. Great. Those are my children. Jesse, I've been on vacation, so just catching up on the show on my flights. Someone asked a question about joining the military to pay for college and medical school. I am a current military physician and trained in an active duty residency. Pay attention, parents. I cannot recommend this path for anyone at the moment. Leadership is full of yes men, only concerned about getting a star. They either don't care or have no idea how to run the hospitals and clinics so they benefit the patients and keep the physicians and other providers happy and fulfilled by their work. My commitment runs out in the next year, and I will be separating and resigning my commission. Just 2 cents from someone in the system currently, probably best to leave my name out of it. Just thought maybe you should know from somebody who's in. Jesse, do you think Mayor Adams' system card got canceled when he started to complain about the overabundance of migrants in New York City? Well, of course that's why. Like, Adams is out there today trying to act as if following the law or not following the law somehow matters.
I know what I tell my team all the time. Follow the law. I know that. And matter of fact, I tell the team to the point that, you know, I'm almost annoying. And, you know, we are very clear on that. But we don't do the straw donors. We don't.
Follow the law? Oh, Eric. Oh, buddy. I don't know that Eric knows what kind of country he lives in now. A lot of Democrats do not, in fairness. Remember, I tried to be a nice guy, and I did that show where I opened up the show with Democrat outreach. And I'll probably continue to do this. I know that you think, as a Democrat, that you're going to be fine. And in fact, I also know this, and I actually don't blame you for this, but I know this. I know that you take pleasure watching your political opponents be arrested. I know you do. I know you enjoy that's the FBI you have now. That's the justice system you have now. I know that's probably fun, right? I want communists arrested. I'm glad. I know that's how you feel. But I really need you to hear me and understand something, Democrat. And I know you hate me. I'm not asking you to like me. I don't care. They're coming for you too. I know it's fun now, but you should understand this is the fun part. You know what you're doing right now? You know what you're doing right now? You're drinking. That's what you're doing. It's after work, and you got yourself a bottle of booze, and you're on your second or third glass, and you're starting to feel pretty good. Maybe you're going to turn on some music. Woo! And you feel so good. In fact, you're going to have another glass. This is the time. This is that brief window where it feels good, man. It feels good. I just want you to understand tomorrow morning's coming. And you're going to wake up and your mouth is going to feel like the Sahara Desert. Your head is going to be pounding. Your wife's going to want to know why the car's parked on the front lawn. And your life's going to be a disaster. And you're not thinking about that disaster that's coming because, gosh, it feels good now. Party time, baby. FBI, arrest the Republicans. Woo! It's fun right now. I know it's so much fun. But the fun's going to stop. I promise. They're going to knock on your door one day, too. You don't believe me, but they will. Now, speaking of law enforcement, by the grace of God, there still are some wonderful law enforcement agencies in this country. And I've had people ask me, hey, Jesse, the Acervo Project, how do they do what they do? Well, there are things I cannot tell you, things I'm not allowed to tell you, but here's what you need to know about the Acervo Project. They are professionals, and they are aggressively tracking down children, American children who are being trafficked, and they're rescuing them. And they're equally as aggressive in hunting down the scumbags and making sure they go to prison for a very long time. That's what you support when you support the Acervo Project. You're saving kids and having bad guys arrested. 14. That's the average age of a trafficked child in this country. 14 years old. Go help them do what they do. Go to the AcervoProject.org. Acervo is spelled A-S-S-E-R-V-O. The AcervoProject.org. All right? All right. Now, John Kerry promises the U.S. will pay millions in climate reparations to poor countries. The reason I brought this up is not because of the climate stuff. It's not even because of John Kerry. It's because, before I get back to the emails, which I will, this is an excellent example of how the system works and how the communist elite scumbags work with the street communist scumbags. Only the end result is going to be not what one of them wants, all right? So let's talk about this. How does the system work? What does this mean? John Kerry promises the U.S. will pay millions in climate reparations. Well, of course, what they're going to do is they're going to identify poor countries who are, quote, suffering from the results of climate change. Who are those countries? What are they going to be? Is it going to be actually climate change related? No, of course not. They're going to identify third world dumps around the globe, places where they can buy in oversized amount of influence, get more bang for their buck, if you will. You see, if you walk into New York City with $100,000, you can't even really afford an apartment. If you walk into Zimbabwe with $100,000, they're going to make you king in about 5 seconds. You see, more bang for your buck. So how's that work? Let's talk about it next.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey everyone, this is Jimmy O'Brien from John Boy Media. I want to quickly tell you about my podcast. It's called Jimmy's Three Things. Episodes come out every Tuesday, and for about 30 minutes, I dive into three topics in Major League Baseball that I am interested in. Breaking stories, trends, stats, weird stuff. Sometimes I make up my own stats. Sometimes I do a lot of research, and it ends up, I was wrong the whole time. So that's something you can get in on. Use Jimmy's Three Things podcast to stay up to date on Major League Baseball and to make you just a smidge smarter than your friend who's a baseball fan. You listen to me and then you go tell him, hey, I know this and you don't. So I make you smarter than your friends. That's what Jimmy's Three Things is all about. Listen to Jimmy's Three Things on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. You could also find it on the Talkin' Baseball YouTube channel, and new episodes drop every Tuesday.
I'm Buzz Knight, and I'm the host of the Taking a Walk podcast.
John Oates.
Great songs endure, and I'm very proud and happy to know that I was part of something that will endure.
I talk with musicians and get the inside stories behind their music.
Mike Campbell from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
I rarely work things out. I like to go off the cuff and try to grab things out of the air while you're playing the song and try to catch a little magic.
Listen to Taking a Walk in the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. Have you heard about my newsletter called Body and Soul? It has everything you need to know about your physical and mental health. Personally, I'm overwhelmed by the wellness industry. I mean, there's so much information out there about lifting weights, pelvic floors, cold plunges, anti-aging. So I launched Body and Soul to share doctor-approved insights about all of that and more. We're tackling everything. Serums to use through menopause, exercises that improve your brain health, and how to naturally lower your blood pressure and cholesterol. Oh, and if you're as sore as I am from pickleball, we'll help you with that too. Most importantly, it's information you can trust. Everything is vetted by experts at the top of their field, and you can write into them directly to have your questions answered. So sign up for Body and Soul at katiecouric.com/bodyandsoul. Taking better care of yourself is just a click away.
I'm Jacob Goldstein. I used to host a show called Planet Money. Now I'm starting a new show. It's called What's Your Problem? Every week on What's Your Problem, entrepreneurs and engineers describe the future they're going to build once they solve a few problems. How do you build a drone delivery business from scratch?
Our customers, they want us to do this unbelievably reliably in the storms, no matter what, and hundreds of times a day.
How do you turn a wild dream about a new kind of biology into a $10 billion company?
We didn't have a particular technology. We didn't have a way of making money. It was a great way to start a company. I highly recommend
What could go wrong?
How do you sell millions of dollars worth of dog ramps for wiener dogs in the middle of a pandemic?
We're working with 400 influencers, and a majority of them are actually not a person, but it's actually a dog.
I can tell you right now, the dog ramp guy has some very interesting problems. Listen to What's Your Problem on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. I feel like the week is flying by. You know why, Chris? Let me tell you why.
Changing people's lives.
That's why. Time flies when you change lives like we do here on the show. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. All right, John Kerry promises the U.S. will pay millions in climate reparations to poor countries. How does this work? Well, here's how it works. I'm John Kerry. And I've identified one of the world's dumps. One of the crappiest countries in the world. You know what? Somalia is generally on close to the top of the list. An absolute rancid dump. You should never even fly over it. All right? Just a horrible place. John Kerry identifies Somalia. This is just an example, I should note. So, millions in climate reparations. He gets up in front of crowd after crowd after crowd after crowd. And he explains to all of the street communist scum. Remember, there's two different communist groups. Always have been, always will be. Elite communist scum and street communist scum. The street communist scum are the true believers in the enforcement arm. The elite communist scum run legal protection for them. And they're just in it for money and power. All right? John Kerry, elite communist scum. So he gets up and he tells them, okay, millions for poor countries, millions. America sucks anyway. We'll give them millions. Let's go millions for Somalia. Somalia deserves millions. And what happens is the street communist scum, they love this. Just a bunch of little braying sheep. Yes, John. Yes, America sucks anyway. Yes, bankrupt the country. Yes, more money for Somalia. And John's like, yes, that's right. That's more money for Somalia. And so the street communist scum, they organize and they protest and they activate and they chase down ballots. They do blocking and tackling to make sure that people like John Kerry remain in office. Yes, screw America. Help Somalia. And so once the street communist scum are done making sure elite communist scum like John Kerry get into office, here's how the plan works. They go to Congress. They go to Democrats. That's an easy sell. The low-T GOP, most of them will fall quickly too. And they say, hey, we need $10 billion for Somalia. That, what, do you hate Somali people? We need $10 billion. Do I pass that $10 billion? And boom, Congress throws it in as part of one of these gigantic omnibus bills like they always do, where they throw out billions here and billions there for his friends and his friends and his friends. But where does this money actually go? Well, from there, well, that's when it gets interesting. You see, John Kerry has a lot of friends in the business world. Many, many, many powerful people who run this corporation or that corporation. And those corporations, man, they would sure love some of those billions. That would be nice. So here's what that corporation's going to do. The solar company that has donated $250,000 to John Kerry's reelection PAC, they tell John, hey, John, I've got great news. We've got solar panels prepped, ready to go for Somalia. And so John, through his friends in the system, in the government, he makes sure that that company gets approved for government funds and they get a gigantic check full of your money to go put solar panels in Somalia, where, of course, the warlords will simply take them over and they'll piece them out for parts and figure out how to make weapons with them. But in the end, John Kerry, his wife gets to sit on the board and make $10 million a year. If John Kerry wants to run for office again, he'll be fully funded by the solar company. The solar company gets to make billions of dollars of your money. The Somali people, their lives aren't better off. You're of course poorer because every dime of that $10 billion had to be borrowed or printed, and now you can't afford eggs or rent or gas anymore. But you see, the elite communist scum, in the end, they end up with more power and more money than they ever had. Now, maybe you're sitting there wondering, but Jesse, what's going to happen to the street communist scum? What if they catch on? Well, here's the rub. And this is what the street communist scum don't understand. They've never understood it until it's too late. They will never have power. They will never be allowed in office. All those Black Lives Matter and all those LGBTQers, very rarely can they make the transition from street communist scum to elite communist scum. They'll be allowed to continue their activism unless it starts to be a problem for the elite communist scum. You see, the elite communist scum, they hold the real power. That's why they have the FBI. That's why they're doing what they're doing to the military. The real power, the big guns, it all lies within the power, within the grasp of the elite communist scum. So if the street communist scum, if any of them happen to catch on to this, and maybe one of them comes out and complains, hey, John Kerry, you said we were going to get solar panels for the Somalis, but the warlords just took them away, and then you gave some of it to your friends. Hey, John Kerry, what are you going to do? What? How could you do that? Well, if you want to know what's going to happen to them, ask Eric Adams.
I know what I tell my team all the time. Follow the law.
Ask Eric Adams.
They want to know if there is something there that can prevent you to continue in your position, or you want to be there for the rest of the period.
The FBI is going to come for you, or one of the other various agencies. The elite communist scum will simply make sure you are shut up and taken care of. I actually had somebody ask me, so you know the Gavin Newsom stuff's in the news. You remember the Gavin Newsom stuff where the streets of San Francisco were covered in poop. They cleaned him up because Xi Jinping's arriving tomorrow. And Gavin Newsom said, well, yeah, we cleaned him up for him.
I know folks say, oh, they're just cleaning up this place because all those fancy leaders are coming into town. That's true, because it's true.
Yeah. So someone actually asked, they emailed in and said, hey, Jesse, what I want to know is where'd they put the homeless people they got off the streets? Well, I will tell you this. Specifically where they put the homeless people, I don't know. But I promise you the homeless people are in a better place today than they're going to be after the communist takeover is complete. You see, they're allowing, in fact, encouraging, they're causing America's cities to turn into murder, robbery, homeless, drug, rape-filled disasters now, because that helps them with their revolution. But man, oh man, I hope you street criminals are enjoying yourselves now, because you're not going to be allowed to do that anymore once they complete the revolution. Oh yeah, Lenin turned open, he threw open the prisons. As soon, when they were in revolution mode, when they wanted people stabbed, murdered, everything, when they were in that mode, oh, the prisons, whew, the prison doors opened up. It's free for all time, baby. Wow, did those criminals not stay on the streets very long once the revolution was complete? You're only useful during the revolution phase. We're in the revolution phase. When that phase is over, you're over. Just a heads up. Hey, balding one. I had an interesting conversation with my hardcore anti-communist brother today. We were discussing why commies do what they do, arrest pro-lifers, prosecute Trump, fight for climate change, etc. And he comes from the standpoint that they truly think they're doing good. I fall more in the camp of they are doing it because they hate us and they hate America. What say you? Also, he wants me to give his mom, Donna, a shout out. She wants to listen to the show. I have no doubt she will love it. Okay. Do they believe they're doing good? Let's talk about that. That's an interesting, it's a fascinating conversation to have. We'll talk about that. And then we'll get the headlines I didn't get to. And then we're checking out of here until we come do this tomorrow. In the meantime, because there are violent criminals all over the streets, you should be training with your weapon. Are you training with your weapon? Once a week. Can you at least do once a week? I've told my family, obviously we already train as a family. I have told them, because of what we see around there, I've already had this conversation with my wife and she agrees, we are elevating our level of training. We are going to train more in the coming years than we ever have. That's just basic preparation. Mantis X allows us to do this without spending a bunch of money on ammo because you dry fire practice in your home. The range fees, last time I took my whole family to the range, we were renting a bunch of different guns trying to find a better one for my wife. It cost $100 at the range. Mantis X, you buy it once. It attaches to your weapon and you practice in your home. They give you feedback. They put you through drills. Practice, please. And hey, Christmas time's coming. My goodness, you want the easiest gift you've ever gotten? MantisX.com. All right? MantisX.com. Do communists think they're doing good? Hang on.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of The Jesse Kelly Show. I'm going to answer this email, and then we're going to get to headlines I didn't get to. Maybe one or two more other emails here, actually. But whatever. We're going to have fun. And remember, you can email the show. Love, hate, death threats. Email those into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. The guy had an argument with his brother. Do the communists believe they're doing good when they're arresting pro-lifers, prosecuting Trump, doing things like that? Do they believe they're doing good? Well, one, not all answers, most answers are not universal, right? You already know the elite communist scum, they don't believe in any of this stuff. Yeah, people point out their hypocrisy. Oh, Barack Obama says he's worried about the rise of the oceans and buys a mansion on the beach. Okay, well, point out the hypocrisy all you want. All that really proves is he doesn't believe any of this stuff. He doesn't believe and he doesn't care. He knows that it presents an opportunity to provide him with more money and power. But remember, Barack Obama spent most of his youth as a true believer who really does hate the country. So you can move. It's possible to move from being street communist scum to elite communist scum. Now, let's deal with the street communist scum. Do they really believe they're doing good? Well, what you see with communism, you know how I call it the religion of the malcontent? What you see is people who are built for something finding what they're built for. What's a good example? The fat kid in school. Were you ever the fat kid in school? Or did you know the fat kid in school? I don't mean morbidly obese. He was just a bigger kid, right? God makes us all different. Some people are skinny. Some people are big. But the fat kid in school, he went out for the football team eventually, didn't he? They do every time. Chris is laughing because everyone's seen it. The fat kid eventually goes out for the football team. Now, why? Well, okay, he's bigger, probably self-conscious about it, which you shouldn't be. Again, your body's fine. It's the way it is, whatever. But he is a bigger body. Probably got bigger legs, bigger butt, kind of built to block or tackle people. And eventually, he's already built for it. He finds for himself an outlet that is tailor-made for what he's built for. And he throws himself into it. The communist, remember, the communist has a big hole in the middle of him. He is, for whatever reason, bitter. The religion of the malcontent. It's his parents. It's his job. It's himself. It's his country. It's the communist is bitter. There's never been a happy, grateful communist. You've never run into one ever. They're all miserable, always mad, all the time. They're bitter. So you already have this bitter human being. Oh, I hate this. Life sucks. And then along comes this religion that tells them, hey, you're right. Life does suck, doesn't it? Yeah, it does. I agree. Hey, you want to hurt people? You do, right? Hey, I'll hurt people for you. If you give me power, just give me power, I will hurt the people you blame for your problems. That is how the communist becomes a communist. In the end, though, you ask, do they feel like they're doing good? Well, that's what makes them so dangerous, right? It's why the communist will kill 40 million and a serial killer will kill 40 people. It's not that the serial killer is less evil than Mao. The serial killer understands, usually, and I know because the wife watches and listens to these weirdo shows, he understands he's evil for the most part. He's bad. He's evil. He understands what he's doing is wrong. So he does it in the shadows. But the communist, what makes him so dangerous is he truly believes that all the death and misery he spreads is for people's own good. I've played this clip before. I'm going to play it again right now. This is Mandy Cohen. This is the new head of the Center for Disease Control. Now, I listen to this and I'm ready to blow a gasket. I listen to this and I think, this evil tyrant witch, how dare she? But in the end, This woman thinks she's the good guy.
So I would call, probably the person I called most was the Secretary of Health and Human Services in Massachusetts. She worked for a Republican governor just to, but you know, when she was like, are you gonna let them have professional football? And I was really like, nope. And she's like, okay, neither are we. So.
I took my position and took away things from people. That's an evil witch. Yes. That's a human being who would hurt endless people without the slightest bit of hesitation. But she would do so believing she was the good guy. That's part of what made communists so bad. That's why they've murdered so many. When Mao was doing the Great Leap Forward, killing 40 million of his own countrymen, he was trying in his own weird way. He was trying to make China a better place. How many times have I played that Jane Goodall clip for you where she sits there? This is a gentle little old woman. And she speaks about reducing the Earth's population by 90%. That's the execution of 6 billion people. Play it, Chris.
We cannot hide away from human population growth because, you know, it underlies so many of the other problems. All these things we talk about wouldn't be a problem if there was the size of population that there was 500 years ago.
That woman lays her head down every single night. And she thinks she's the good guy. As she plots with her friends, with the other climate commies, with the governments around the world in America and other places, as they plot to destroy our food supply, as they plot to destroy the oil and gas industry, which, remember, it is energy that brought the world out of the dark. It is energy that has provided people. Cheap, available energy is what has provided people with these long lives, this incredible medical care. As this woman plots to destroy all of that and starve billions of people to death, she thinks she's the good guy. And that's precisely what makes her so dangerous. Remember that. All right? You know what else is dangerous? Never getting nutrition. Would be dangerous for you, right? If you just had fast food every meal, double cheeseburgers every meal, it'd be delicious, but you wouldn't live very long, would you? Well, that's what we give our dogs. Did you know that? Dog food is empty calories. There is no nutrition in dog food. That's why it's brown. Brown things are dead things. They killed everything in it at the factory. Pour Rough Greens on your dog's food so your dog can live. You will see a difference in your dog's energy, in your dog's coat, in your dog's breath. It fixed my dog's digestive problems. Start giving your dog real nutrition the first time. You might be shocked at what kind of a dog you have. They're giving out free Jumpstart trial bags. Go to roughgreens.com/Jesse or call 833-33-MY-DOG. All right. Now, I want to remind you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Love, hate, death threats, whatever you want. Anyway.
And now.
Here's a headline.
But go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
I actually don't have any time to get to that. We totally ran out of time tonight, but I'll try again tomorrow. That's all.
Wir sind Theresa und
Nemo.
Und deshalb sind wir zu Shopify gewechselt.
Die Plattform, die wir vor Shopify verwendet haben, hat regelmäßig Updates gebraucht, die teilweise dazu geführt haben, dass der Shop nicht funktioniert hat.
Endlich macht unser Nemo-Boards-Shop dadurch auch auf den Mobilgeräten eine gute Figur. Und die Illustrationen auf den Boards kommen jetzt viel, viel klarer rüber, was uns ja auch wichtig ist und was unsere Marke auch ausmacht.
Starte deinen Test noch heute für 1 Euro pro Monat auf shopify.de/radio.
Hi, everybody. It's Katie Couric. Have you heard about my newsletter called Body and Soul? It has everything you need to know about health and wellness. From skincare and serums to meditation and brain health, we've got you covered. And most importantly, it's information you can trust. Everything is vetted by experts at the top of their field. Just sign up at katiecouric.com/bodyandsoul. That's katiecouric.com/bodyandsoul. I promise you'll be happier and healthier if you do.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, everyone. This is Jimmy O'Brien from John Boy Media. I want to quickly tell you about my podcast. It's called Jimmy's Three Things. Episodes come out every Tuesday, and for 30 minutes, I dive into three stories in Major League Baseball that I want to talk about, or I do a stat deep dive. Sometimes I create my own stats. It gets weird. It's now your go-to podcast for staying up to date and in the weeds with Major League Baseball. No topic is off limits or too small. Bad umpires, great pitcher-catcher duos, new rules, old rules, three things that I want to talk about. Listen to Jimmy's Three Things on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.